This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm not talking about you doing something great for the Lord on your own, in your own strength and in your own power. I'm asking you to partner with the greatest partner you can ever partner with, and that is the Lord God Almighty. I'm asking you to decide to work not only for Him, but with Him. So many preachers I've known over the years say, I'm going to work for the Lord. I'd rather work with Him than work for Him, if that makes any sense. I need His strength. I need His courage. I need His capability, giving power in my life, and so do you. I don't know what your definition of success is today. I really want to close with this story that I think says it all. George Vandeman writes a book that includes a true story about some mountain climbers climbing the Swiss Alps. One of my most vivid memories of going to Switzerland a few years ago was being in a small town where the cemetery in the town was full of mountain climbers who attempted to climb the Swiss Alps, and the person that was with us that lived there said, these are all mountain climbers who died climbing these mountains. And they would have little things in German written about their climb up such and such Matterhorn. They died on the Matterhorn, or they died at this mountain or that mountain. And I thought, what an illustration, a cemetery full of people who died climbing. There's an illustration there somehow. But here's the story that Vandeman tells. That an inexperienced climber wanted to climb one of the Swiss Alps. He had a guide in front of him. He had a guide behind him. They led him all the way to the summit. And when just before they reached the summit, the lead guide pulled back so that the inexperienced, their guest, their new climber, could climb to the summit by himself. And without even thinking to explain things to him, this climber went up. And when he got to the peak, the absolute apex of the mountain, he stood up, put his arms out, and he felt two sets of hands grab him and pull him to his knees. And they both said simultaneously, on your knees, on your knees. You can only be on the summit on your knees. You can only be on the summit on your knees because of the strong winds that went across the Alps. What an illustration. So many men and women want to get to the summit of whatever their summit is in life, but you can only do that on your knees in prayer before the Lord God Almighty. We don't have the wherewithal to stand on our own and say, it's by my power and by my might I've accomplished it. It's all connected to the Lord. Don't ever forget that. Successful? In whose eyes? Hopefully in the one who is the one who says, you look to me and I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You look at my word and don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. You meditate on it. You speak it and you live it and you obey it. Then, T-H-E, and then you will have success and prosperity. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today. Thank you for speaking to us in just a powerful way today in both services. This is such a powerful text. Every man in this room today needs this message. Every woman in this room needs this message. We're bombarded by a culture that says, you have the power, you have the strength. Just tap into what you've got. Lord, I found out a long time ago that's a lie from the pit. It's not up to me and it's not up to my power and strength. Everything that we have is a gift, including the ability to earn a living is a gift, your word says. We simply trust and we put our trust, our courage, our strength all in you. We look to you. And then you say, then I will grant that prosperity and success.
Well, all this week you've been listening to the opening message in a new series from the book of Joshua. I hope that you'll tune in next week to Family Talk 131 to Cross Hope to hear part two of this series. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.